Hello.
Hey Marshall, this is Josh speaking. Is it a good time to call right now?
Yeah, let me just get up the material. Yeah, so I got my granddaughter to reassign that to me. I got it here, and I'm going to send it to you.
I see that your granddaughter, Ralph, shared. I see that I was given the access to two of the documents by Ralph, and it was the footnote and endnotes and also the Wordle limericks. So I do have the access to
Yeah,
those.
the footnotes and handnotes are out. They're old. You have the latest footnotes that I sent you, right? With the
Okay.
correction.
Okay,
Don't
just give me one second.
don't use her footnotes and handnotes.
Okay, and the one that I have on Google Sheets, that's updated till 7:01, so that wouldn't be the new one.
That would be the new one.
That would be the new one, right?
But
Awesome.
hers are a way out of date. You know, you don't want to use hers. You can delete that.
Okay, so let me not use that. Okay, give me one second. Let me have these things noted.
What was the other thing she sent you?
Okay, the other thing that was sent to me was the Wordle limerick. That was it. And that was till, let me see what's the count on that. Okay, just scrolling down. Okay, so the other one is like Wordle limericks, and over there I have like 7:02 limericks. It's till igloo.
Yeah, that's today. But now, if you look at mine, is it the same, the one I sent you?
Okay, just give me one brief second. Let me check.
It should be the same. But just try to use only one, I guess.
Let me check real quick. Give me a minute. Okay, I'm checking one of the sheets. Okay, the footnotes, I just need to give you an update on one of the things. So the footnote and handnotes that is shared by Ralph, that is the same as the one that you shared with me.
Okay, so she just sent you duplications of
Yep.
it. So I don't know how you want to separate them. I guess whatever I
It's the same file.
put on
It's the
one
same
is going
file.
to, so it's the same file. So okay,
Yep.
now would you check my file on the limericks and see if you go to number 62 because I added one.
Okay, that would be 62. Okay, give me one second.
Yeah.
So the 62 would be yearn,
62.
right?
No, yeah, number 2.
Okay. Yep, I see that.
It has a number 2.
Yep, there was a lady named Fern for whom I did desperately yearn. I see that.
Yeah, finish it.
For whom I did desperately yearn, not just for her beauty or her noble sense of duty, it was for the tricks she could turn. That is great.
I had that one. I wrote it and then found the word sweet to accommodate it. Anyway, okay, so now I want to send you the spreadsheet up to the current. Of course, we'll have the problem at the end of the cutoff. We'll have to make adjustments, but we'll do that when we get to the cutoff numbers, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, so now I'm going to send you this. Now, I have two ways to do it. I think I just send it the regular way. Sure.
Is it regarding the alphabetical limerick list that you're talking about?
No, spreadsheet.
Okay, sure.
So,
okay.
Josh, Josh Baker.
Yep, correct.
Remember, this is what I sent you, but you couldn't open it. And now I'm going to send it again and see if you get it and if you could open it. That's the spreadsheet.
Sure. Let me know whenever you have sent so that I can refresh it on my end as well.
Oh, I've sent this some time ago.
Okay, just give me one brief minute.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in my sent file. And I can open the link.
Okay, and could you just let me know what... Okay, give me one second.
The time is 12:58 p.m.
12:58 p.m. Okay, let me just refresh it once again. Okay, it's not here as of yet. Let me check it one more way.
Should I send it again?
Yep, just give
you
me
look,
one second.
You look in your spam folder?
Yep, I'm checking spam as well. It's not there.
Huh. Well, let me forward this email.
Could you just recheck
again.
My email once, if in case it's on the right
yeah,
email?
Yeah, Josh. Josh.Baker@penguinbookwriters.com.
Perfect. That sounds correct to me. So I don't know why they're
sending it again.
Sure.
I just opened it up and sent the same thing. If that doesn't work, I'll try it another way.
Sure.
You know,
and I believe...
on the Google...
Uh-huh.
On the Google Docs doc, there's a arrow at the top with a square in it. But there's also the blue circle with a person and the plus sign in it. I'm going to try it that way.
Yep, you need
I'm
to click on that.
You.
Yep, click on that.
Yeah, I'm going to
and
add
that
you.
Will allow you
Josh
to add me.
Baker. All right.
Yep.
And then message, this is spreadsheets. Two, 702. Uh-oh, it says document contains sensitive content. I still can't send it to you. I don't know why.
Does it? What is the error message that you're getting? Could you share that with me?
Well, hold on. You're going to be a viewer.
Yep, viewer.
Send. Okay, this document contains sensitive content. The following receipts are outside the item's domain. Josh,
yep,
Frank,
you just
are
need
you
to acknowledge
sure you'd
that.
Like to yeah, I said share anyway. And sorry, an item is restricted in sharing. I don't get it.
Okay.
That's what happened the other day.
Okay. Okay. Is there any way for you to download that spreadsheet? Do you see any file option and export as a PDF? Do you see any of those?
Well, let me get off this here. I have a link and I can't get it to you. Damn it. Okay, so I'm going to open it again. And I'm going to... Okay, now here's the file. So what do you want me to look for?
There will be an option where it says share email, or there it would say, give me one second, let me try.
File?
Just trying one more option.
Yeah, it's on a spreadsheet. It's a Google document, docs.google.com.
Okay, let me just do one thing. Okay. Okay. Yep. Do you see an option where it says like export as PDF or download as PDF?
What do I have to hit to see the right click it?
Yep, that would be on the top left side where it says file. That might give you an option to download
okay,
that
under,
file.
Okay, under file.
Yep.
All right, what am I looking for?
Download or export option.
Okay, looking. Download.
Yep.
Then, now it's giving me choices to web page, Microsoft Excel, Open Document, PDF.
Does it say Excel?
Yeah, Microsoft Excel.
Can you try clicking on that? That will export your file as an Excel, and then you would be able to share that with me in an email. Can you
okay.
try downloading it as an Excel?
Okay, now it just went to the, when I hit that, it went to an arrow at the top.
So that technically might have downloaded the file in your system. Can you check your recent
okay,
downloads or documents if it's there?
Well, would it go to Excel? Do I open Excel?
Yeah, you can open Excel, or you can just go to your
okay.
documents in your computer.
Well, it's a lot harder finding the document. But I'm going to open Microsoft Word. Is that what it is, or Excel?
That would be Excel.
All right, Microsoft Excel opening. Let's try that first. Okay, just open DVD, Wordle Spreadsheet 2. Let's see what that is. That's it.
That's the one,
right?
Let me
make sure it goes all. Yeah, let me see if it goes to 702. It goes to, nope. It stopped at 660. It's the one I sent you before.
Okay, so that would not be the
so
one.
That's not it.
Okay, can you go to the spreadsheet again? Can you go to your spreadsheet again?
Yeah, give me a minute. Yeah, I'm looking at Excel again for something else. It goes in by the date, right?
Yep.
World spreadsheet just now. Okay, hold on. Maybe it's because I opened it just now. Let me see where this one goes. So I think it's the same thing. It stops at 660.
Can you check one thing? Can you go to your documents in the computer and check if you have any recently downloaded file over there?
Okay, I need to go to Finder for that, right?
Yep.
Okay, hitting Finder, and then I'm going to hit Recent.
Yep.
And now I got to find it. So I could search. For what? A spreadsheet?
You can just search for the file name. The name would be the same as your spreadsheet name.
Marshall Wordle Fred. I'm going to return. Nothing happened. We'll go to the bottom. It's always hard finding things in documents. May 20th, that was yesterday. Maybe it just isn't here yet. It takes no time to get it there, right?
Nope, that wouldn't take much time. Okay, now what we can do, one more thing
I'm searching recent.
Yep.
I'm sure it's here somewhere. But I don't know where. Shared?
Okay, yep, that
no.
would be on.
No. Recent is where I should find it, right?
Yep. Okay, can you try adding me once again on your... okay, let's do one more thing. Can you go on spreadsheet again at the same option where it says file and click on export?
Export, hold it, on file.
Yep.
And...
on the same spreadsheet.
Looking for I'm on it, but I don't see export now.
Do you see
download?
Yep, download.
Download.
Yep.
PDF?
Yep, you can share that PDF. Click on PDF.
All right. Now I see actual picture of it. There's a few pages. Export current sheet. Selected cells. Or the current sheet is what I want.
That would not be the one. Can you, okay, what you can do is, can you just, where you see that picture and plus one option where you were going to add me first, can you go on that and check who's actually the owner of that file? Would
okay,
that be you or your granddaughter?
Well, it's supposed to be me now, if she did the job right. And I got... under sent, I have that email I sent you. If it doesn't go to you, would it come to be sent? I guess it couldn't. Okay, opening it up again. Wordle. Now, I'm going to the blue, private to me only. And I'm the only one whose name on it. I'm the owner. Now I'm going to add you.
Owner. Yep, now try adding me.
I just did. You're in there. Now I'm going to say Wordle spreadsheet 2702. Okay, now copy link or send?
Okay, you can copy the link and paste that link in an email and share it with me.
Okay, it says link copied. Now, where do I find it?
Okay, now compose a new email.
Okay, 1 second. Okay. New message. Okay.
Yep. Now,
put
in that
name
text box, try my name. And on the text box where you type a message, press Command V over there.
Yeah, it came up.
Awesome. Now just send me that email and I'll get the link.
What came up says Google Sheet sign-in.
Yes. Okay. Yep, that would be fine. Can you send me that email? Let me just check if that would work.
All right. Here we go.
Sure.
Let's put a subject in this here. Limericks. Here we go. Sending now.
Okay, sure. Let me just refresh.
It went out.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me refresh. Okay, so Marshall, I did get your email, but unfortunately, I did not get any link on that email. So instead of copying the link, what you can do is you can just click on share the document, like the option that you were getting instead
All
of
right.
copying the link, just click on that.
Okay, so I'm going to go back.
Yep, and follow the same process, and instead of copying the
Because
link,
now I have up now the Share Marshall World spreadsheet, and I put just send directly.
yep, click on send.
All right. Access updated. Ah, that's the first time I got that.
Awesome. So that means you might have. There you go. There you go. I
Yeah.
got it.
Okay, just hadn't updated the access yet.
Yep, there you go. So I see
You
that it's
got it?
updated till 7:02. Yep.
All right, and open up 64.
64 over here. Let's
Yeah,
see.
just because that's a recent addition.
Sure.
Oh no, I'm sorry, 62. I just looked at
62.
62. It's got the number two limericks on it, right?
Okay, yep, I see two.
Okay. So now you've got everything up to today. As far as the payment goes, yeah, my credit card credited back to me. I never even saw that. I just paid the bill.
Oh
So I
no.
don't know why it did that.
It could be a system glitch, but thank you so very much for checking on that. So would it be fine with me to have a charge today?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll have to pay
Sure.
it at some point.
Okay, I'll just have a check with my team and I'll let you know. Could you just confirm the last 4 of your card?
Last four, my card is 9009, I
All
think.
right. Thank you so very much.
Let me just go
Marshall,
through. Yeah, give me a
sure.
second. Let me
Sure,
double
sure,
check
sure.
that. 5 seconds.
Sure, sure, sure.
Let me run through it. I know it, but I saw from the beginning. 9, yeah, 9009. All right.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Thank you so very much. So now, since we
All
have the
right.
updated files as well, Marshall, since we have all the updated files, I am going to be having all of this assigned to my team, and we're going to start working on this and both of the book at the same time. So once this book is complete, we're going to be working on the second content of the book so that we at least get an idea. So we are going to be working at both of the book one by one, but we'll have the content prepared for the second book while we're working on the first one. So we are going to
Okay.
divide the limericks as per the page as we discussed last time. And once I have the meeting with my team, I'm going to be updating you on that within the next 1 to 2 business days on what the roadmap would be to have both of these books carried forward. All right?
All right. Now, there might be a little confusion about what you're using. So, in my mind, I'd like to know that we're using the same document. I'm going to keep making corrections to the actual limericks based upon the document you sent me. I
Okay,
almost see the correction.
so whenever you are making an any update, you can just note down that update on a separate document, and you can let me know of that. Like you can just note
Yeah.
down the updates separately on yourself, and you can just email me that update. For example, just like you had an update made on number 62, you can just note that down. And you can let me know in the email that, hey, Josh, I just made little updates on 62, and I'll have that
Yeah.
checked on the documents that you have shared with me.
All right. And yeah, okay. Let me just do something here. Okay. Oh boy. Sorry about that.
No worries.
All right. So that's what I'm going to, well, now let's see something. Take a look at the Wordle spreadsheet you have, okay?
Sure.
When you have it open, let me know. Go to
It's open.
131.
131, I am there. It's erode.
All right. Now, the document you sent back to me that had, suggested corrections, A lot of it has to be ignored because they are, you know, commas and things like that. But under 131, you see the second line, the word alternatively?
Yep, I see that. And that would be on the spreadsheet that you are on, right?
Well, I'm looking at the copy of the one you sent me.
Okay, just give me real quick 1 minute. I'm going to open that sheet as well. Just give me 1 quick minute.
Yeah, so you're looking at two of the different ones of Wordle?
I was looking at the one that you shared with me as well, so I was just checking that as well at the same time.
Yeah, so you need to check both at the same time. Now I'm going to ask you a question about 131 line 2.
Sure. Just 1 quick second. Let me open up another file, the draft that we shared with
you.
Take
your time.
Awesome. Okay, yep. So I have both the files, the first manuscript as well, and also the spreadsheet.
I'm going to ask you questions about 131 line 2. Is the word alternatively underlined in blue?
Yes, it's underlined in blue.
In both?
Okay. It's underlined in the draft that we shared, not the one that you have.
All right, now, I'm going to get rid of that underline. It just wants me to do a comma.
Yep,
so I'm just going to do it, and then I'm going to delete the comma. Now, it's still underlined. Shoot, I'm going to have to leave the comma in to do. No, I know how to fix it. Never mind.
Yep.
I'm going to right-click on it and say ignore once. Okay, so now my copy doesn't have the blue. What about yours?
Because we have...
You got rid of it?
Yep, I got rid of it.
So any corrections I make in this will automatically be on yours?
Nope. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm just updating it on one more place as well. Give me 1 quick minute. Yep. Any changes that you're going to be making on your end, that's going to make on mine as well because this is like a Google Sheet.
Right, but is that true of all the documents, or is it a specific document?
This is going to be on all the Google Sheet documents. So all these online documents that you have, like Google Docs that you have shared with me, whenever you make any changes over there, that's going to reflect on my end as well, because it's like a live document and not a Word file. So whenever you make any live changes, I will be able to be on my end as well.
Okay, but the reason I'm confused is the one you sent me has underlinings that the others don't.
Yes. So let me explain that as well. Since the first one is a Google document, all right, so there are two things that we're working on. The thing that you have shared with me, that is a Google Doc. And the file that we shared, that's a Microsoft Word file. So the Microsoft Word file is going to be showing you these changes, like underline and comma. But if in case you don't want it to be corrected that way, that is something that we can ignore at the end as well. So it is going to show you these.
Right, I got it. But quite the opposite. I want to go through them and make the corrections, and I want that to be the final copy you use.
Absolutely. So how this is going to work is, Marshall, we will be sharing those changes from our own end. So nothing to worry about. The draft that I'm going to be sharing with you, they will have all these grammatical errors corrected, and I'll share the same with you. So you don't have to worry about on updating it same on your end. So what I'm going to do is, for example, we're going to work pages by pages or drafts by drafts. So for example, if I'm sending you a first draft, which consists of like 40 pages, or for example, 50 wordles. So we are going to correct all those grammatical errors on the first 50 wordles, and then we are going to share them with you. In the next drop, I'm going to share the next 50 hurdles, so that would be like 100 wordles.
All right.
So we're going to do it this way, and at the end, we're going to compile them.
All right. Well, I guess I don't have to worry about it, but I think the corrections are good ones in many cases. Like just now on number six, and this document only goes to 660. But
yep. You shared the latest one with
me. Yeah, they asked you to do a correction. I mean, it wanted a hyphen. So under 660, go to 660.
Yep, I'm here.
You see how they underline really slick?
Yep,
I don't know what they want me to do. They want me to get rid of really, but I don't want to do that.
Okay, no.
So
let
I'm just going to ignore it.
Yes, ignore
now
that for now.
Color should have gone away.
Okay. Ignore that for now. The reason is because that is towards the end. We haven't reached that part as of yet. So we're just at
all
the
right.
start right now. So once we reach that.
But if I want to tune up the limericks and coordinate them properly with the footnotes, then I should use which document? My Wordle document?
Yep. In case if you want to make any changes, you can use your Wordle document. So you can make all the changes that you want on your Wordle document. That's one thing.
All right.
Second thing is whatever draft I am going to be sharing with you, for example, if I'm sharing the first draft with you, which has like 50 Wordles. So what you have to do is you just have to check whatever changes we have made, and you can then compare it with your one, and you can let me know that, hey, Josh, I see that in the second line you have used the word this. So can we just correct this underline or whatever changes you would like to make?
All right.
So you just have to suggest the changes on the draft that I am sharing, okay?
All right, so I'll keep working from my Wordle document and making whatever corrections and so forth. So, all right, I think we're okay. All right, and then you don't know anything more yet on numbers in each.
Nope, the numbers, it's not identified as of yet. Since you just shared the final file with me right now, I am going to conduct another meeting, not today, but tomorrow in the first half with my team. I'm going to explain them how we're going to be moving forward since I personally am looking at this project. And once I have the roadmap and once I have all the guidelines, I'm going to share that personally with you because I want you to be involved in this project as well. So I am going to share the whole deadline with you, the guidelines with you, so that you are on the same page as I am and we're going to move forward together.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds
Thank
great.
You.
You're most welcome. And in
All
case
right.
if there's anything, I'll let you know. And I'll be reaching out to you within the next 1 to 2 business days with the roadmap. All right?
Okay. Thanks, Josh.
You're most
Bye.
Welcome. And I might give you a call within the next 1 hour regarding the payment. Okay?
Yeah. Well, it's fine. Go ahead and make it, charge
awesome.
It since you didn't get it.
Thank you
All
so
right.
very much. Have a great
Take
day.
Take care.